Losses, Crosses, Disappointments and Bereavements. James Smith, Christ Precious, 1861. Unto you therefore who believe, he is precious. 1 Peter 2:7. Christ is especially precious to believers when the emptiness of the world is discovered. The soul, having tried the world, has found it false and fickle, an empty cistern, a dry well, a cloud without water, only vanity and vexation of spirit. The Christian has experienced that the world's pleasures end in pain, its honors end in disgrace, and its wealth ends in absolute poverty. Now turning from the world to Jesus, it finds solid happiness, substantial pleasure, full supplies. It obtains a deep and lasting peace which passes all understanding, unsearchable riches in Christ, and honors which will never pass away. Oh, how precious is Jesus when this world appears to be a valley of tears! Almost everything earthly is at times calculated to cause sorrow, fill us with sadness, and draw forth tears. Losses, crosses, disappointments and bereavements all conspire to make us sad. Earth is to us as a valley of acorn, the place of trouble and sorrow. Now turning to Jesus, we find a friend who loves at all times and a brother born for adversity. He makes up for every loss. He sanctifies every disappointment and he fills for us every relation. His presence is like a flowing spring in a dreary desert, like a cheering fire on a piercing winter's night, and like a happy home to the exhausted traveller. Oh, how precious is Jesus now!